Earth and Sky.
The fact that we've got instruments of various different types so that they're making various different measurements is enabling us to see so many different features in the atmosphere, on the land, in the oceans, and it's tremendously improving our understanding of the Earth system.
You're listening to climatologist Claire Parkinson, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Parkinson is lead scientist for NASA's AQUA satellite, which observes and quickly relays scientific data about Earth's hurricanes, forest fires, dust storms, sea ice, clouds, greenhouse gases, and more. Parkinson talked about the AQUA mission with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Parkinson, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you, Jorge. I'm pleased to be here.
Tell us about the AQUA satellite. What is it and what is it doing and why is it important?
The AQUA satellite was launched back in May of 2002. It's got six instruments on board that aim toward the Earth and take measurements about the Earth. Three of them can be grouped together as a sounding system. Those instruments are the AIRS instrument, which stands for Atmospheric Infrared Sounder, and the AMSU instrument, which stands for Advanced Microwave Sounding Unit, and the HSB instrument, which stands for Humidity Sounder for Brazil. The key one is the AIRS instrument, which has an incredible number of channels. It's got 2,382 channels on it. Most satellite instruments have well under 50 channels. So the AIRS instrument is the primary one of that threesome of the AIRS, AMSU, HSB. And this threesome is a sounding system that's sounding through the atmosphere, so we're able to get many different levels in the atmosphere and measurements taken of all sorts of things, including atmospheric temperatures, including water vapor, including some of the key greenhouse gases that are producing so much attention now because of the warming of the climate system. And among those would be carbon dioxide and methane. We're also getting measurements from the AIRS of ozone, which is a greenhouse gas, but it is desirable up in the higher atmosphere because of the ozone layer blocking out ultraviolet radiation getting down to the Earth's surface. So the ozone hole issue is something that we can look at with the AQUA satellite also. So that's three of the instruments, those three sounding instruments. And then the other three of the instruments on AQUA, one is called the MODIS instrument, and that stands for Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer. The other is called the AMSR-E instrument. That stands for Advanced Microwave Scanning Radiometer for the Earth Observing System. And then the last is the CERES instrument, which stands for Clouds and the Earth's Radiant Energy System. Now, the MODIS instrument is the one that has the highest spatial resolution of any of our instruments on AQUA, and what that means is it gets the greatest spatial detail for us. And it's measuring in visible and infrared radiation, and it's seeing lots of things on the Earth's surface as well as in the atmosphere. So it's a very important instrument for getting cloud cover and aerosols in the atmosphere, and also for looking at a whole range of surface features, including vegetation, including fires, including dust. It's able to help out such agencies as the U.S. Forest Service and other forest services around the world in terms of when a major forest fire is occurring. It will show up on the MODIS data in a way such that forest services can use it to help deploy their forest firefighters most efficiently. So it becomes really useful in a practical sense, as well as the primary purpose of the AQUA mission, which is more scientific. So then the AMSR-E instrument that I mentioned, that instrument actually was provided by the Japanese and is a wonderfully successful instrument measuring in the microwave. The microwave region is enabling us to get the various features at the Earth's surface, irrespective of whether or not there's a cloud cover in the way. So the AMSR-E instrument is getting us things like sea surface temperatures, land surface temperatures, sea ice cover, land ice cover, vegetation, soil moisture, all these things, irrespective of whether or not there's a cloud in the way, and also irrespective of whether or not it's daytime or nighttime. And then the last of the six instruments would be the Ceres instrument, the one that's measuring clouds in the Earth's radiation budget. The Ceres instrument is a very different type of instrument versus, say, the AIRS instrument, which had so many channels, over 2,000 channels. The Ceres instrument has exactly three channels, but those three channels are tuned very precisely to get the Earth's radiation balance well.
What is the most important thing that you'd like the public today to know about NASA's AQUA satellite?
AQUA is one of quite a few satellites that NASA has in orbit now around the Earth, and all of these satellites are providing us with a phenomenal picture of the Earth system as a whole, the entire globe, the satellite perspective of the global picture of what's going on within the Earth system is so valuable to understanding the Earth system and what might happen to it. And I think that AQUA is a prime player, but there are other satellites too, and all of these satellites together are providing extremely valuable information and providing information about every region of the globe, so that you're getting information about regions that humans normally aren't at, like the middle of the oceans, and it's tremendously improving our understanding of the Earth system and also helping us from the practical sense of showing us things like where is a hurricane, where's it aiming, where are the major fires around the world, where are the dust storms, all these things you can see from these wonderful satellite instruments that are in space orbiting the Earth right now.
You've been listening to climatologist Claire Parkinson. She's project scientist for the AQUA satellite mission. Our thanks today to NASA's AQUA mission, improving knowledge of our home planet through satellite observations. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.